What You Missed on the Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lynn. Only on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Market Insight. I'm Michael Swido. In today's edition, we turn our attention to a segment of the market that we don't talk about all that much, agribusiness. There are six agricultural companies listed on the Singapore Exchange with market caps of more than $1 billion each. That's a lot of milk, nuts, and palm oil. Well, SGX is publishing an article today on this select group of billionaire businesses. And to find out more, we turn to SGX market strategist Jeff Howie. All right, Jeff, with market sentiment being low the last few months, a lot of people have been recommending defensive stocks. Today, you're publishing an article for SGX about agribusiness. Why are agribusinesses generally a good buy right now?
Well, what we saw last year was a lot of rotation into cyclical stocks, and what we've seen this year is a little bit more rotation into defensive stocks, and particularly what we've seen in the month to date is those defensive returns basically hold up. There's a range of different defensive type of sectors. The healthcare sector is one of the most commonly cited, and that's generated small gains in the year to date. We've also got the staples, the consumer staples, which could be anything from the retailers, you know, the F&B with comparatively simple supply chains like Dairy Farm International and Sheng Xiong Group, which together have performed quite well in the year thus far. And then you also have those F&B plays that are involved heavily in agriculture, plantations, farming and so forth. And what we've seen is our biggest stocks, we have six stocks with a market capitalization over $1 billion with a strong agriculture focus, have basically outperformed the market with some 3-4% gains in the year thus far. And those past gains, as we said, those 4% in the year to date, have somewhat been stronger than some of the key benchmarks that cover agriculture indices.
Well, as you mentioned, there are six companies listed on the Singapore Exchange that are agribusiness, worth more than $1 billion. A couple of the names may be familiar, like Wilmar International or Olam. We also have Golden Agri Resources, First Resources, JAPA, and Bumitama Agriculture. Help us set the scene. What crops are these companies producing and which markets are they serving?
They are big producers of palm oil, of sugars, of nuts, and various, I guess, staple foods that are basically served to customers, not just in Southeast Asia, but across the region.
Okay, so they're servicing Singapore, they're servicing other places in Southeast Asia. They're also exporting to bigger markets like Japan and China as well. Is that right?
Exactly.
And when we look at these six companies that you highlight in a note being published today, it really looks like a mixed bag. Let's start with the best performer, JAPFA. It's up some 43% this year. Why is its business doing particularly well?
JAPFA reported very strong numbers in the second quarter of 2018. Its core profit without its Forex compilation basically was $38 million, which is up almost 100-fold from the second quarter of 2017. It's an agri-food company that basically had very strong higher sales volume. It improved margins as well and saw a recovery in the Vietnam market that it serves. And its financial performance has been similar to, I guess, its price performance, because in the year-to-date, the price is up 44%. And that followed from last year, a declining 43%. It has been typically a pretty strong mover as well. In 2016, the stock was actually up 94%. And one stock that is pretty important, I guess, when you look at our big agriculture stocks, because it's basically outside of that traditional palm oil type of market that people very much associate with our big ag plays. It's very, very active, obviously, in the animal protein products.
All right. Well, it sounds like JAPFA is not for the faint-hearted with swings like that, down 40% one year, up 40% the next, but definitely room to make money if you get in at the right point. The worst performing agribusiness of the lot is Golden Agri Resources, down some 25% this year. Why is it underperforming so much?
Golden Agri Resources reported softer year-on-year numbers. There was some improvement quarter-on-quarter in its fruit production, but it basically attributed its softer numbers to declining CPO prices.
CPO, for those of you who are not agribusiness traders, that's crude palm oil.
So the companies that we have in this sector, the big ones, basically are diversified over the type of agriculture products they are producing and exporting and so forth. And Golden Agri Resources has that strong affiliation with CPO prices, and that is predominantly why its numbers weren't so strong.
Jeff, among these agribusinesses, the ones that have good returns, but maybe not as stellar as what we saw with JAPFA, are Wilmar and Olam up 7 and 8% this year. In general, what would you say investors need to remember about the agribusiness sector and those stocks that are listed here in Singapore?
You look at the largest of these stocks, you have a lot of association with the ASEAN market, in that that a lot of the agri land here in ASEAN is dense. It's good for farming. There was a report back in March by ANZ that said agri land makes up 30% of the total land area in the ASEAN region, which is in turn making up 30% of the agri land in the world. The report also furthered that around 60% of ASEAN's agricultural consumption increase is expected to be driven by income growth, and population growth will account for 40%. So that key thematic of income growth, population growth, as well as great proximity to the rest of Asia with the location of ASEAN where it is to Japan, China and India, makes it a good strategic location for basically supplying food to these growing nations as well.
Mm. So the bottom line for many investors is that in turbulent times, it's good to invest in companies that supply something that everyone needs, in this case, food.
Singapore has a very diverse market and a number of different segments, in this case, food. And we also have diversity in terms of where these companies are generating their revenue and basing their assets.
All right. Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Jeff Howie, market strategist at SGX.